realistically, but I suppose it doesn't matter how you do it as long as you get through.
No, delighted. Obviously, it was a young team tonight, and some of the boys that maybe needed some game time. But I thought the attitude was brilliant, especially some of the experienced players and some of the young players playing out of position. I thought were excellent.
Kind of everything you wanted really going into the game on Saturday as well. You know, just competition for places.
It is. Guys like Andy Ryan. I thought he led the line really well. But yes, you look through the whole team, they all put some shift in, they worked incredibly hard for each other. They were under the cosh for large periods of the second half. But they dug in and scored an excellent goal right at the very death. And you look at Callum Smith, he's ran for the halfway line to go and score that goal. Just shows you the desire, the fitness levels as well. So, delighted for the players.
And your young keeper's made a few excellent saves as well to keep you in the game.
I know. No, he's going to be a top talent. He's a really good goalkeeper. It's good we're obviously trying to get him involved in the first team. There's going to be reserve games this year as well. But he's pushing Rob all the way because he's a top talent.
Fortune was on your side. I think the photographs show that the penalty was possibly outside.
Yeah, no, I think it may have been just outside, but it would have been a sending off end, wouldn't it? Mm-hmm. So they'd have been in at 10 men for the majority of the match. But that happens. It was a great pass through. Aidan Connolly plays a pass. The second goal, Higgy plays a pass. Andy Ryan's obviously peeling off, making great runs. So no, there's a lot to be pleased about. Young Matty Todd in the middle of the park, I thought he was excellent, especially first half. Brandon Luke and Paul Allen playing full-back positions. Stuart Morrison playing his first game back since injury as well. So you can get right through the whole team. A lot of really, really good performances. Playing against a strong Inverness team as well. So it'll do our boys the world of good.
They really came at you after they made their substitutions in the second half.
No, they've got a lot of quality, haven't they? You can see the height they've got as well, the physical presence. So it was hard to deal with that because we're not the biggest of teams. But the boys put their bodies in the way and they got their just rewards at the end.
It's a young, inexperienced side, but it's the first Pars team to win in Inverness since 2007.
Brilliant, I didn't know that, that's great. Well, that's good because Dundee United was one of their results as well. We hadn't won for a few years. So it's good to break a few hoodoos. But it's a tough place to come. Inverness have got some top players. You can see, obviously, some of the substitutions they make. You're like, oh, here's another top player coming on. But we're stuck at it. And obviously delighted to get a goal in the last couple of minutes.
Well,
thanks.
Cheers.